And there are rallies around the world today on this International Women's Day. There are also protests. After a call from the people behind January's Women's March in Washington for a day without women, a day to show the value of women at work by asking them to stay home or wear red in support of women who do stay home, Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. And Maggie, we know this was inspired by last month's Day Without an Immigrant. Restaurants closed because immigrants are so important. Today, some schools are closed. North Carolina, New York, Virginia, not enough teachers. But there are also some questions about whether lower-income women who really need attention to equal pay or paid leave can afford to take this day off. So tell us more about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely tension that's going to come out of this. All change creates tension, but that's sort of the point, isn't it? To sort of highlight the important role women play in keeping the economy going and the fact that not all of us acknowledge all the places it touches our lives and the right to point out that it's more painful for hourly workers or women on lower incomes. But that's why it's important to fight for equal pay. And also why I talked to Sally Krawcheck this morning. She's a very famous former Wall Street executive and founder of Elevest. And she says one of the keys to true equality is financial freedom, financial literacy. Control your money, understand it, invest early, and that's, you know, will help lift everybody. So these are important things to discuss.
Okay, and they are being discussed where you are on Wall Street. Yesterday, State Street Global Advisors installed this temporary statue of a determined little girl. She's got her hands on her hips. She's facing off with the iconic Wall Street bull. We'll have a picture at herenow.org. But you spoke with the firm's deputy chief investment officer, Lori Heinle, who explained issue she wants to call attention to in the boardroom.
Literally one in four companies in the Russell 3000 has no woman on their boards, and nearly 60% have fewer than 15% of women. So this is a real issue in terms of having the diversity needed to make good decisions.
Maggie, it's going to take more than a day of protest to fix that, but that's something for Wall Street.
It certainly is. And talk about a powerful visual. I mean, this is getting a huge amount of attention. And in fact, what's viral now is a little girl dressed up as a superhero facing that girl, facing the bull. And it's important. Listen, this is a big change because not only are they backing the statue, but they are putting their $3 trillion in assets that they manage, all of the companies, those stocks, on notice saying, listen, we will vote against you, boards, if you do not get some diversity, get women on your boards. And Lori said it. Diverse boards make better decisions and get better returns. That's what they're all about. And they're going to push with that very important shareholder power. So that is a big change.
Well, there's also a new report. We want to get this in. It's out today about pay equity and how it might be achieved for women sooner than thought. And there are three things that need to happen. What are they?
Right. Julie Sweet from Accenture. Digital fluency, online banking, participating in digital communities, understanding how to use technologies. One, choosing majors or studies that lead to higher pay. You got to know that right from the outside. And career strategy, find mentors, push for early leadership roles. One thing that was shocking, Robin, is she said 84% of young women graduating college do not think that there is a pay gap or they think it'll be gone in 20 years. That is not true. So the more they understand this, the more they get involved early and advocate for themselves, the better chance we have to close that gap.
Well, it may not be gone in 20, but it may be gone in like 40.
If we keep working on it, it will. It will.
Maggie Lake, host CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.